Okay, this could be the shortest sustainability tale on record. The sign atop Milwaukee Brewery Company reads, Milwaukee's first solar brewery. On its roof are 28 solar panels. They help heat the water to just the right temperature for brewing. The end. But there's more. Jim McCabe dabbled in home brewing for years while he traveled the country as an environmental engineer. But he says craft brewing beckoned him. So did Milwaukee. So he started brewing small batches in the Third Ward and in 2007 started this operation. It's early morning and only McCabe and his master brewer are here.
He's in the process right now of combining the barley with warm water. We preheat the water, which we'll get to the solar thing because we need about 145 to 152 degree water, and that mash that activates the natural magic of barley and which breaks starches down into sugar, and so that's what he's up to right now. And he's actually training one of our young brewers on the process as we go.
McCabe says experimentation is part of the thrill. He loves to blend in locally produced teas.
We use a lot of Rishi tea products in our beers.
The rest of his team starts straggling in. McCabe points to a reserved area at the north end of the brewery floor.
This will be full of bikes when everybody gets here, so all these hooks that you see.
McCabe says the original allure of the building was a couple of giant walk-in coolers the previous owner left behind. They were just the beginning of his crusade to recycle and repurpose.
Not just from other breweries, but also from other industries in the area, because they're Milwaukee has a lot of manufacturing background, so there's a lot of equipment, like our grain handling, which you hear. It came out of a caffeine plant over on National Avenue. Even our boiler system, which is the heating system for the hot side of brewing and all the sanitation efforts, we got those boilers on eBay.
Used cooking oil powers one of the boilers. McCabe says one employee has taken a real shine to getting his hands on the stuff from local restaurants.
And those county parks give us their oil.
To create biodiesel. A local steel company repurposes McCabe's empty malt sacks, and Growing Power snatches up mounds of spent grain to fuel its massive composting system.
The spent grain is awesome for the composting thing, because there's still some residual sugar content to it, so it really fires up the compost and creates heat. So.
There have been pitfalls. Not long ago, McCabe purchased an $8,000 trailer to hold materials outside and make pickup more efficient.
How long did we have that trailer? A month? It got stolen, and we parked it right in front of industry over there, and it was stolen at like 11 o'clock at night, and never a trace. So, you know, and it was locked, and I mean, they knew what they were doing. So there's still challenges.
McCabe says he's not complaining. 12 full-time workers hum around the brewery, 4 more than a year ago. His sales market now covers Wisconsin and dips down into Chicago. Yet McCabe doesn't plan to dramatically expand.
If we were to pick an ultimate footprint, it's just Midwest. It's going to be probably the states that touch Wisconsin and maybe as far as Ohio, but that would be about it.
As for the size of his brewery, McCabe seems content. He says it's part of his business ethos, balancing an efficient, sustainable operation and the footprint you create.
And we've already had people we've mentored go on to have their own brewery, and that's fun. That's pretty cool.
That also means the brewing week ends. Every Friday afternoon, McCabe and his team kick back and sample beer. He says the practice fuels the creative spirit. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.